radio network. So let me just address all the people that are just listening on the internet all over the world. And you've tuned in to the Winfrey Higher Vision conference line. It's really not the Winfrey line, but I just say that just so if you heard my name, you know you're in the right place. And what we have here is a commingling of energies of all you guys listening on the internet and all of us on a conference line, a telephone conference line. And we do this every Monday. And I'll explain what it is in just a moment, but we're still checking people in. So who else just came in that hasn't said their name in the city?
Hi, Gloria Lorenzo in Santa Cruz, California.
Hi, Gloria. It's nice to have you. I met Gloria at the at Dean's Holistic Expo when we were down in Santa Cruz. Anyone else on there?
Terry Brown in Los Angeles.
Oh, hi, Terry. You know, I'm surprised you said hello, but I won't tell you why. Anyone else on there? Going once. Going twice. Now, some of you may have checked in and didn't identify yourself, and that's okay. You can just be kind of cosmic stalkers and listen in. And you don't have to identify yourself to be part of everything, because you are whether you like it or not. And let's see. Oh, there's somebody. My name is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Oh, hi. It's Susan calling from Canada.
Hi, Susan. What part of Canada?
I'm near Toronto.
Toronto. You've been on before, yes?
Yes. No. Your first conference call I've ever come to.
Uh-oh. How did you hear about us?
I guess I was just searching around the websites, and I was familiar with the book that you'd written. And I met you once in Los Angeles.
God, I thought anyone that met me would never come on the call. Congratulations. You overcame my physical presence. My name is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
I'm Sydney from Michigan. Detroit, Michigan. Bloomfield, Michigan.
Sydney from Michigan?
Yes.
And is this your first time on the call?
Yes, it is.
Have you read anything about us or anything?
I read something on the website some time ago.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have the... For those of you that are on the first time... There's a free ebook which I hope you will read, take the time, which is called Questions and Answers with the Elohim, which is on the website higher-vision.org. Go get your pencils, higher-vision.org, and it's in the free download section. And it's probably the most important thing on that website to introduce what we're doing. And because what we're doing here is kind of hard to believe, and I tell you, please don't believe it until you check it out and study it and do some research, but thank you for coming here for the first time and listening, okay? And let's see here. Anyone else on that hasn't identified themselves? Okay. So right now... we are being broadcast on the internet on dbsradio.com, and I thank Don Newsom and his associate Seth for helping us put this out, and we greet everyone that's listening anywhere in the world on the internet as well as on the telephone line. Someone else just checked in. Would you like to say your name and your city?
No, this is Kathy.
Kathy?
In Tennessee.
Yes. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Good to hear you.
Thank you.
Anyone else on the line? Going once? Going twice? Okay. So let me mute you all.
The following conference commands are available to the moderator.
Whoop.
To record a conference, all callers are muted.
I always do that. I press the wrong button. Okay, So just to give a little introduction, this conference call is not about giving you information. It's not about entertaining you. It's about creating a space where you are right now, where you might be able to feel the energies of these group soul energies that I have been communicating with for the last 5 years. And if you don't know the story, there's a website up. We have two websites. One is called theinsidescoop.org, where I kind of tell the story of how all this started for me. And the other is higher-vision.org, where we share how we're using this. So I invite you to be skeptical. In fact, I hope you will be skeptical, and I hope you will take the time to go back and look at some of the materials and see if it resonates for you. In short, just to make it really fast, I was writing the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, which introduces and fairly well proves that Edgar Cayce's back in the world. But more than proving that Edgar Cayce's back in the world, it introduces the source who spoke through Edgar Cayce, and they explain who they are. And they explain that they are a group soul that's made up of billions of individual souls that graduated from this realm, graduated from what spiritual people have always called the wheel of reincarnation, and they team together in other dimensions, and they help planets at lower levels of evolution so that the people on those planets can evolve themselves and get off the wheel of reincarnation. And this group soul has identified itself by the name Ra. And while I was writing the book, 2 years into it, I suddenly had a new personal relationship that spontaneously started the channel. And for 6 months, I was having conversations with a voice that identified itself as the Council of Elohim, who said, described himself also as a group soul. And this group soul never took incarnations, or if they did, they came out the other side as the Ra group. And so this is a pure source of energy, also composed of billions of souls outside of this dimension that actually takes the responsibility for creating this physical universe. Now, that's a pretty big claim. And when this was happening for me initially, I said, can I really be talking to who they say they are? I don't know. I'm just going to have these conversations and tape record them and see what happens over time. Well, in this original 6 months, which started in April of 2002, I had a couple of things that were fairly phenomenal. One was I asked them, how do I know you're not part of my girlfriend's subconscious and she's making it up? Can you guys predict a newspaper headline? And they said yes. And then they predicted one, and 2 weeks later, in fact, they even said the weekend it was going to happen. 2 weeks later, there was the newspaper headline. And then they did my sister, who was having a very serious medical problem and was expected to die. I asked them if they could help my sister, and they said they would. So my sister survived the medical problem, and I still thought it was coincidence, except when they did a test on my sister, something disappeared on her test, lupus, which apparently never disappears. And when I asked them about it, they said that they were able to put a filter in my sister's blood and filter out the lupus. And then the personal relationship, or girlfriend, as they're commonly known, was freaking out over all of this, and thought I was crazy and thought she was making it up, and it was, she left me, and a few weeks later, I saw my old girlfriend, who in the middle of the night woke me up, said, get the tape recorder out, and they started talking through her, and this has been going on for 5 years, and I've asked hundreds and hundreds of questions. I have hundreds of tapes, or I don't know, hundreds, maybe 150 to 200 cassette tapes that of all the data that's coming through this. And after 5 years of this, I decided that I thought it was really real. They were who they said they were. And one of the aspects of these two groups, the Elohim group and the Ra group, is that both of them are energies in other dimensions that can move into this dimension, and they can connect with us energetically. And each of you on this line, if you've studied metaphysics at all, may have come across the idea that you are not just your body. You have a part of you that some people call your soul, some people call your spirit, but it's not in this dimension. We can't see it. It's invisible. And unlike our physical bodies, which are very rigid and fixed, your soul energy is fluid. It's like water. So soul energies are changing all the time. And it's like whatever we do in the physical is impulsing our soul, and our soul can get bigger, smaller, contract, expand, and we can even merge with other souls. For a moment, we're not getting lost, we're not disappearing, we're just having a temporary connection at a very deep level with another being. And when people have intimacy, if they're having really good intimacy, they are having this merging of their soul with another being, but you don't need intimacy to have it. You can. My intention is that would happen right here on this telephone line. And that all of you, even though you're in widely diverse locations all over the United States and even the world, for some of the people that are listening on BBS, we are creating a space, an intention, that we can meet each other in our souls right during the course of this call. Not only can we meet each other, but we can connect with the energy of these soul groups, the Elohim group and the Ra group. And one of the neat things about doing this and is that these groups and us, I'm sure everyone has heard the term prayer. Well, they've explained to me how prayer actually works, and that is each of us is a small part of all that is. A part of God in a body. And when we create an intention is like a prayer. And we start connecting and telling the part of us that's our spirit and soul on the other side to create this. And so everyone has done this, and some people have had synchronicities and little miracles, and they've experienced this kind of creation. And when we come together as a group, and we join our energies together, and we share a common intent, our power to create goes up exponentially. And when we invite the Elohim and the Ra groups to join our group energy, the power to create goes through the roof. And so they will only join and participate in intentions that are of the highest good of all concerned. They won't just play games or, you know, do miracles to entertain you. And so during the course of this call, they have explained that they can come into this realm as light energy in your space. And so when I started the call, I asked them, would you help the people that come in on this call? Would you make connection with those people who were open to such connection? And they said they would. So if you take a moment, feel the space. As I'm saying this and talking about it, It's also happening. We are right now creating this group energy, and we are asking for those group souls to join us. Now, if this is a new concept, and if it scares you, and if you feel like you're losing yourself, just listen and be neutral. Protect yourself, ask for protection, because it's been my experience that only positive things have happened for people as a result of participating here. And when the call is over, you go back to who you are. Although, if you want a connection with these groups, the call becomes a reference point on how to feel their energy. And many people who have been checking into the call over periods of time have changed their space, their consciousness, where they feel these energies in their space, and they become more loving, and they've cleared old patterns, and they are operating at a different level than when they started on the calls. So if that's a desired outcome for yourself, then I invite you to check in on these calls often. I do the call on Monday, and I moderate it, and it's on BBS Radio. But people that were checking in on the calls when we first started were having such amazing experiences and validation that they wanted to do it more often. So right now, there's calls happening every night of the week. But this one is the only one on BBS Radio. So if you feel the energy and you feel it's helpful to you, and there's another very big plus, because by being on this call and being monitored directly by these group souls, we are also invoking them so they have more permission to do interventions on our planet. Our planet is at a crucial period right now, and they can do things, and you're going to hear this. We're going to play some audios. They can do things that probably are really important for the future of our planet. So if we have some really interesting clips, and every Monday is different, and this Monday I'm going to be playing some clips from the Elohim and Ra groups, the Elohim group in particular. And the first clip, and Seth, you can get ready for this, was channeled by Terry, and it's a message. I asked them, this was 2 days ago, could you give us a little message to play for our Monday night call? And here is what they said. Go ahead, Seth. You can run that when you're ready. This is the Council of Elohim. Now, while we're waiting for Seth to play this, Seth, we are waiting. I'm going to unmute everybody for just a moment.
All callers are unmuted.
Is there anything you'd like to say to our Monday night conference group?
All callers are muted.
Turn off for a minute. We are particularly interested in your prayers and the enablement of the connection between the two realms, between the Earth Anchors and our group. This brings our connection close and empowers us to further help your people. We listen specifically to their prayers. It gives us access to be able to turn and unlock the keys for the further for the success of the individual and individuals who are praying. As we fervently expand our help into your realm as you ask.
Okay, let's see here. The next little snippet I'm going to play was a couple of months ago where I was discussing with them nuclear weapons and how the other realm looks at nuclear weapons in this realm, and apparently, nuclear weapons are something which are not very good, because when they explode, they not only destroy a body, but they're multidimensional, so they have the potential to fragment souls, and which creates a long-term problem for the reintegration of a soul. And we're getting ready to play, Seth. Let's see here. The second one I told you about, which is how the Elohim intervenes. And what they explain is that they can stop a nuclear bomb from going off, but they need our requests, and that this conference line, even though it's very small, is a template. And we are voicing the concerns and the hearts of many people on this line. And of course, at some point, there may be many more people that are joining in with us. And so,
in terms of Los Angeles,
we were just working with Los Angeles before you spoke.
Just now?
Yes.
Does it help to do these channelings for Los Angeles?
Yes, it does, and then it focuses energy into the area.
Are you actively making physical movements into the space to stop something from happening, or would that more likely be Ra?
We are actually doing that. We are making movements into the space also, but Ra is a different frequency.
How would the Elohim manifest into the space? I understand there are orbs. Is that, round colored orbs that come in and do things? Is that a manifestation that the Elohim would choose?
A manifestation is, it's more of a light, a very... doesn't weigh very much. Light, that kind of light. Light. It's brilliant. The words are, it's a pervasion, pervading of the spaces with energies. And in bringing the energies in, we bring light and love with those energies, which then pervades the space and to help ease up the tensions and the troubles of the entities living in the area.
But suppose, for example, someone was going to set off a bomb and it needed a physical interaction to cause it not to go off. Is that possible?
Yes, it is.
Is that something the Elohim would do? Or would that be delegated down to a lower group.
It's if you ask and then you receive. Something that the energy that you ask would be it would be only group. Souls or entities with the power to diffuse the devices that would be able to diffuse the devices, and it would likely not be delegated.
So the Elohim would do it directly.
Yes, or Ra also would do it directly. They, as the request was heard or the decision was made to start the diffusion into effect.
Would a diffusion like that happen on a molecular level or on a physical level? Or would it be decided at the moment? I don't know if you understand the question. Do you understand my question meaning?
Being that the molecular is a level of the physical, then the answer would be physical, and it would have to be... I understand your question. Would more likely be on a molecular level. A level that would take into account all of the forces and all of the aspects of the device. Freezing it in some manner to diffuse it. Freezing not meaning cold.
Now, if those devices weren't located by other people, might they have been diffused by a higher interdimensional source?
It is conceivable that within the realm of Daphne was here because he's got more words.
Possibility.
It is within the realm of. Possibility is close, but it's not exactly the right word. It is within the realm of what can happen. That there is this, it is within the realm of what, of the abilities of the our groups to manifest within your realm. Whether or not that would have been based upon the prayers and desires and the consensus desire.
So it would be decided in the moment.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So that was Terry channeling. And we're going to go very quickly into the fourth channeling set. I'm going to skip the third one. And this was a channeling by Daphne. And if you go on the website and you look up conversationswithmygirlfriend.com, which you can link to from higher-vision.org, or you can go to it directly, it tells the story of how all this started for me. And both women are now really understanding that this is important, and both are very supportive of the work. Daphne and I were on a radio show last night, and in the middle of the show, she said they wanted to give a message. And we're going to play that message now. It's 22 minutes long. It's the one that says Joshua, Seth. That was the name of the person who was the moderator of the show. And this is a current message from the Council of Elohim as of last night. So, Seth, you can run that whenever you're ready.
Sometimes people are hearing a high-pitched tone in their ears.
Oh, you're playing the wrong one, Seth.
And they've asked, what does the significance of that high-pitched tone mean?
All right, this is short.
Yes, but I think a message wants to come through, of course.
I'm certainly more than welcome for it. It's your call, Winfrey.
Fine with me. Do we have any commercials set up or anything?
We've got about 27 minutes till, well, about 25 minutes actually, till the end of the show.
Daphne, shall we do an invocation of protection?
Yeah, we could do an invocation of protection and prayer. Yeah, could you do that?
Okay. Now, I'd like all of you who are listening to realize that while this goes on, we're going to be expanding in your space. And it's okay to be skeptical, but be loving, because the loving energy that you create is part of the protection for this to be safe, particularly for Daphne. And so this is an invocation of loving energy to surround us all. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect everyone on this broadcast, and each of you who are listening, wherever you are on the planet, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We all see ourselves or imagine ourselves in this flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And each of us, of free will, if you so choose, we join our energies together in the other dimensions, and we create a huge group energy right now, and we invite those sources who are positive, who are of the Christed energy, the Elohim, the Ra group, the Archangels, to join our energy in a great, huge column of light beaming from the galactic center through all of us to the center of the Earth. And we are now open for any words that those matrixes would like to speak to us. Do we have a source present?
Please give us one moment. We are aligning our frequencies presently with the interstellar matrices of all those present on the line, the various geographical locations interwoven from the western part of the United States to
through the Great Plains, to the eastern mountains of Georgia, North Carolina, and up into the mid-Atlantic states. We are, in effect, this evening creating a vibratory upliftment of geophysical proportion of light grid activation. Gaia, planet Earth, is as an orb with a multitude of electromagnetic pulsation lines and points similar to meridians, which are to be found running throughout the course of the human corporeal system, the nervous system, the endocrine system. We are greatly and deeply honored for this opportunity this evening. We sense a very clear and high intent, a purposefulness, which has not up until this point been available either to this channel or to the interviewed author. And again, we offer our gratitude and thanks to our hosts and to supportive listeners, and also to those for whom the light is coming strong enough into their life that they are able to make a decision. For tonight, we are talking about decisions. We are approaching a portal from the time of October the 10th, of 3 days hence, 2 days hence, until November the 11th, until December the 12th, until January the 1st, extending until February the 2nd. These shall be seen as sequential layers, similar to the layers with which an oyster would coat a grain of sand, an irritant, and turn it into that most precious pearl. Let us first speak of the opportunities and the significance of numbers. 10 symbolically represents great change. Historically in the tarot, it is the wheel of fortune. It is the turning point. It is the end, the completion of a cycle, and the mixture of the number 1, which is initiation, and 0, which is the fool jumping off the cliff. But the order is the 1 first, and the 0 second. In other words, the initiation is in process, and what follows is absolute fooldom. Fooldom is not to be taken as lightly as we think. Oftentimes we associate this, as in the Middle Ages, with a court jester. Someone who entertains us, someone who is perhaps a bit dull in the senses, in the mind. But in fact, the fool, because he is required to live most totally in the now, this is a moment of peace. It is a moment of power. It is also the decisive marker and the stopping place where one may get off the track of linearity, of chronos, which is linear time, past, present, and future, which is binding us to 3D and creates prisoners of our memories and elevates us into the kairos, or the sacred time, the Christed time, the time where miracles happen, where healing happens, where non-linearity happens. There is a good quote to remember. The quote goes that all depression stems from lingering in past thoughts, and all anxiety stems from lingering in future thoughts. If we linger not in the past nor in the future, we have only the now. And in the now, the perfect now, there is no depression nor anxiety. There is only peacefulness. And out of that peacefulness, the seeds, the mustard seeds of faith, can be sown in a soil so fertile that they literally blast open in the very center of ourselves the ecstatic nuclear and atomic DNA power, which is the Pentecostal flame of what Lord God created in all of us. We are reaching this point now. We are reaching this blasting open point. It is simply a matter of stepping through a hoop, and the hoop is doubt. If one desires something to manifest in the third dimension, it is no longer enough to long for it or to desire it. One must feel it viscerally in the very bone, in the very blood, in the very vein. One must imagine to the fullest extent and capacity of their talent what it would already be like to be living and experiencing that which is your greatest heart's desire and joy. For that is what you have come here for. That is why you're in a body. That is why you have chosen to live at this time through the 2012 apex, the change of the eons, the change of the time, because we are going out of time as we know it. So for the next month, we would counsel you to practice stepping through the hoop of doubt. And when the doubt comes, flick it away as you would flick away a mosquito or a gnat. The snap of the fingers. a very firm, decisive no, and opt instead for yes. And this brings us to the second layer, the second shell, the second coating of the enamel of the pearl, of which we spoke beforehand. And that is stepping into power. It is the 1111, the gateway which has been spoken of since approximately 1992. And the 1111 is of owning the power that is your God-given birthright. You, and any longer be imprisoned in the duality of slavery and fear, the vibration which holds us in the duality of third dimension. We have accelerated enough, a critical mass, enough has been reached that an escape velocity is possible, much as an egg escapes from an ovary and enters the fallopian tube and is ready to meet the seed on the other side, thus beginning the germination and gestation of an entirely new life. But we speak not of a bodily life. We speak of a magnificent golden silver life which has a body for use, but the body is not the body that we know of now. It is a body which is clairaudient, clairsentient, clairvoyant, free from all disease, free from all pain, because these things all speak of the lower levels of limitation. And this is the chapter opening to us, to those who choose, for it is free will. In the next 40 days, 50 days. We then move on to the 12. And this harkens back to an astrological alignment of 1993 of Uranus and Neptune, which calibrated themselves at the degree of 18 degrees of Capricorn. Pluto, which makes her elliptical orbit around the Sun every 243 or so years, is about to enter again the sign of Capricorn. It does this on January the 28th, 2008. It has never done this before in the history of the United States since its birth, since its inception. So, what was incepted and birthed at this point then shall be made as new within the next few months. Sometimes making something new means raising, R-A-Z-I-N-G, tearing down what was old. We need to be aware and to fully stand in our power because the culture as we know it, the economic systems as we know them, have a high probability of going very chaotic. And we will have to know that nothing outside of ourselves is a source of security or value for us in terms of what our worth is as a being. We are not our homes, as I learned the hard way. We are not our million-dollar bank accounts. We are not our Harvard degrees. We are not our diseases. We are not our obesity. We are not our laziness or bad habits. These are simply lessons on the road. They are dharma. They are threads in a tapestry which is finally being pulled taut and being ready to be taken off the frame. Come January and February, we have completely and utterly new things to deal with, new slates to deal with. On that note, we do not wish to overload you with much information we know we have given. But we are greatly indebted and honored to be of service. And we ask, we implore, we beg of you to call on us. We are the Council of On. We are in league with the Elohim. We are braiding our purple, crimson, and gold flames interiorly as a braid, as a triune. In the Kundalini path of the awakening vortices, in everyone who is ready to awaken, to the sleeping heads which are now rubbing the sleep dust from their eyes. And there are many of you, but not as many as there could be. By each one of you standing more firmly in your own presence, saying nothing, simply radiating your presence, you yourself can have a tremendous impact on how this ascension process progresses and the numbers and the hows and the transitions and the hardships or lack thereof, which shall be endured by millions in the next 5 years. We send you our greatest love, our hopes, and our visions for you at this time. You are loved ever more than you can possibly imagine, and you are more beautiful and powerful than you can possibly imagine.
This has been just such a blessing having this channel come out for us tonight, and I've just got word that we've got about 30 seconds left in the show. So, Joshua?
We shall end this with an om. God bless you all.
Thank you. On that note, we're going to say goodbye to our listeners on PBS Radio. We invite you to check out higher-vision.org, go to the free download section and read questions and answers with the Elohim, and we will continue with the people on the phone line, and we'll put out our individual intention request. Good night, PBS, and let me unmute everybody. Thank you. Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Wynn, question.
Yes.
What was that date in January? Was that the 28th of about Pluto?
I don't remember.